I'm Dan Clefstad. The remains of an Illinois soldier killed in an attack on a Kenyan military base arrived in the state. Army Specialist Henry Mayfield Jr. of Hazelcrest was killed January 4th. Hazelcrest residents observed Mayfield's body arriving at O'Hare International Airport Wednesday. The Pentagon says two Defense Department contractors also were killed in the attack. Somali-based Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Critics say there's a growing gap in the minimum wage for Illinois teens and the rest of the workforce. The minimum wage increased to $9.25 an hour. It remains $8 for minors, and that gap will grow over the next couple of years. Ari Whitlock is a sophomore at Normal Community High School.
Young people deserve to be paid the same amount for the same work. If you can hire a 17-year-old to do a work that you would hire a 34-year-old to do, they should receive the same pay. That's not even a question.
The growing wage difference is the result of lobbying by the Illinois Association of Park Districts, which employs many teenagers. In other news, a significant portion of the tax revenue from cannabis sales will be used to help communities most affected by the criminalization of the drug. Lee Gaines has more.
It's called the Restore, Reinvest, and Renew, or R3 program. A quarter of all cannabis tax revenues will be diverted to the program with the mission of reinvesting in communities most harmed by the war on drugs. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton's office spearheads the initiative. Speaking on the 21st show, she says the program will award grants to a variety of community-based organizations.
Legal aid services, reentry programs, other opportunities for economic development, making sure that we think about violence prevention.
Stratton says her office has identified the communities that will be eligible for the funding. The next step, she says, is to educate them about the program and help community-based organizations prepare strong grant proposals. I'm Lee Gaines.
Illinois' two U.S. senators are demanding that Army officials investigate allegations that leaders of a reserve unit mishandled sexual assault complaints. Democrats Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth sent a letter to Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy this week demanding the review. The senators cite an Associated Press report alleging commanders in an Illinois-based unit improperly opened internal investigations into at least two cases. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Emergency management experts across Illinois are launching a flood preparation tour. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
The National Weather Service advises that damp ground and high river levels might repeat the flooding we experienced last year. To help everyone be prepared, the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and the Illinois Department of Insurance have teamed up to educate the public on the possibility of spring flooding. IEMA Public Information Officer Rebecca Clark says now is the time to make sure you're ready.
It's not only inconvenient to be caught unprepared for a storm or a flood, but it can be dangerous. So let's take the time now to prepare for what could be.
IEMA recommends keeping an emergency kit in your home and car, flashlights and batteries for power outages, and cash for emergency purchases. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
Some Illinois college students are part of a growing movement to raise awareness of the $23 trillion national debt, and they're working on solutions. Teams involved in the Up to Us competition received training and funding to create a campus campaign to engage others. They're hoping to get them to act and to help address the nation's fiscal challenges. Hillary Allen of the nonprofit Net Impact manages the program, but started as a participant during her senior year at the U of I. She says learning about the scope and impact of the national debt empowers other students.
$23 trillion is an unfathomable amount of money. But then the other thing that really strikes students is the lack of bipartisan collaboration and the lack of political will to solve this issue.
Top teams will be announced in April. The winner receives a cash prize and recognition for their work. I'm Jennifer Fuller.